few things going on this week in tech. Your boss thinks the reason you're a slacker is because of your smartphone. I like that it gets blamed for why you're not doing work. Sometimes, don't you just find, and anybody who works in a job where it's mandatory you're there 8 hours a day, mm-hmm. that if your job's done for the day, if you've handled it, you should just be able to go home. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to kill time and pretend to look busy? Wouldn't that inspire you? Like, hey, at the end of my job, when my work is complete, I can go home. It would save employers money. Stop doing salary employees. Go to hourly. And if it takes you 6 hours to do your job, it takes you 6 hours.
Well, there's also a lot where you put in, let's say you have a 40-hour week job, and that's your job. Like, doesn't matter how you put it in. I know some people that live in, you know, cities, that's what they do. So if they want to do, you know, a couple long days and knock that out and have Friday off, it's all about the hour. It's not necessarily about putting 5 days in.
5 days in, eight hours. I would love, and I don't know that this would ever happen, just a four-day work week. Just a standard four-day work week.
I used to love it, yeah.
Wouldn't that you had that?
Oh, yeah. I had Wednesdays off, too, which sounds really weird. But
oh, no. That's a horrible day.
No, it's great because then you work 2 days, then you're off. Then you work 2 days, then you're off for two days. Like, it was a great routine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to do a Friday. A Monday, actually, I think would be the day I'd like to have off. To have Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah. I agree. Mondays would be great to have.
Any day, you're just going to go back and be like, oh, God, I got to go to work tomorrow. You get that pit in your stomach a little bit. Like, last night, I'm laying in bed. It's 8:30. I'm like, go to sleep because you got to get up in 7 hours.
Yeah, I was watching hockey at 8:30. I'm not that lean.
Dallas, right? So
he took a lot of jabs at you this morning.
Yes, it's fine. Finally, somebody fired up a little bit. I like it.
Well, we need it. It's Monday, right?
Yeah. I swear to God, right? I'm laying in bed last week. It's light out. Outside. It's 8 o'clock at night, and the ice cream truck comes by playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and I got really relaxed, and I was like, this is what it's like to be a baby. You know, like, I'm laying in bed at the mobile going Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. No. I'm slowly drifting off to sleep, and I was like, what a loser.
Hey, Pat, do you think Amy's got glow-in-the-dark stars on her ceiling?
No, I don't. I haven't even hung pictures up. I've been in that apartment for a year and a half. I haven't even had pictures. If I had glow-in-the-dark stars, they would just be on the floor underneath where I'd want them to go on the ceiling. I don't commit. Learn that lesson the hard way. Also going on this week in tech, Facebook is saying it's going to delete. I didn't know it automatically synced pictures from my cell phone, but they're deleting them all on July 7th. They have a private Facebook or a private photo album on your Facebook, and it's from pictures that it automatically synced up from your phone, from your iPhone. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I don't like that it's because, I mean, now I'm okay. But in years past, that wouldn't have been a good situation.
Hey, there's apps for that, Amy.
Yeah, we learned that. Yeah. Dallas knows the apps. What's it called? Photo Vault?
Photo Vault, yeah.
You pay for that app?
No, it's free.
And then the password protects certain... Well, see, if you make different photo albums in your photo album,
right.
If you delete them from the original, it deletes them...
It only puts them in a delete folder. So here's the thing. Like, I think you said that earlier. Well, we could go to your delete folder. I'm like, oh, no, I cleared that out.
You empty that out. That's how I am.
A lot of people don't know that. Like, they delete it and they think it's gone. But actually, on your iPhone, you can actually have a folder called deleted.
If you look at my phone, you would think I'm the shadiest person. There's no call history. There's no... I get rid of it all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, you think the FBI is looking out for you?
No, I just don't like junk or clutter. If it's deleted, I want it deleted.
I hear you. Yeah, same way.
Uh-huh. It's and also, as well, I guess, in the back of your mind, there's always that little, you know, thing that if someone takes your phone, they can see a whole bunch of stuff. So just get rid of it.
Get rid of it. That's how I am.
Uh-huh. Is your phone password protected? Or?
It is.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's your first step. They say that's like the number one thing that people don't do is just password protect their phone.
I just do it because if I ever lose it.
Right.
Like, that's just, you got to put a little bit of work. If you're going to steal my stuff, put a little bit of work into it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to just give it away.
No, I have the password and then use the Touch ID thing as well.
Did you know you don't have to do a simple password? So instead of 4 digits, you can actually do 6 digits. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what mine is. Mine's too. 6.
That is what people should do for when you're going out drinking.
Oh, yeah.
I always recommend there's ways, if you're a drunk texter and you know you have no self-control, you change your password that night because by the time you start losing interest, you're like, I don't remember what it was. Or you switch it from the simple, the 4, to the 6. You can have a minimum of 6. You can go up to like 8, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
There you go. That's this week in tech.